Welcome, everybody, to the Indigenous Voices of People radio show, Saturday. Before we talk about anything, I will say a prayer. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد إياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. So we open the show, today's show. Welcome everyone from Facebook. Today is Indigenous Voices People. I was not going to air it on Facebook, but after yesterday's incident, after the radio show, I'm going to air it. Indigenous Voices of People, the phone number if you want to be a guest and call in is 515-605-9720. And after, as we know, I posted it online and contacted my lawyer and spoke to him today on the incident, what happened after the radio show. And he told me that is just intimidation. That's all it is, and he will check on it, because everybody has the right to freedom of speech. Everybody has the right, you know, to express their feelings and express how they feel, and nobody's voices should be silenced whatsoever. So we are still waiting for callers to come on the show. It's Indigenous Voices of People across the world, Turtle Island. And if you want to appear on the guest call-in, just the number again is 515-605-9720. And if you like the show, please, there is a Cash App and Venmo. This all goes towards the show. So still waiting for callers. And in the comments, if you want to write me something in the comments that you want us to talk about, if you physically don't want to come on the show and you want to express your opinion, please do. Because this is Indigenous Voices of People show. It's for everyone that is suffering on Turtle Island and around the world. Hello, 605-1547. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. This is Chinupa. been trying to get a lot of the people to get on the show tonight.
Okay.
And if they decide to come on, and it would be a great honor for kids to express their feelings and whatnot. But I think we need to understand one thing, people. It's your show, man. All these things that's going on today in Indian country, we're always being overlooked. We're always seeing things that are not complicit with what we believe in as indigenous people. So, as an opening virtue, Chinupa always starts the show off with a prayer. So here's my prayer to all of us, and we're going to turn it up just a bit. Near Chetke Hochi Chapi. No chee monkhake enough of the Akpapikon. Unchi Pai wonky tune on Kaita, or Ake, or Ake on Kit Hoppy Lila, Kaki Shabna, Yokshi Chabna Chap. No choice, Ake Kilina, walk, huh, once he always spoke the Kile, Kawachin Kilina Oichokyaki. What Chaki hunter Taku Cash Kakpi Yanklin? I need to sneak the Kia Hitchens the Oichoki. Yunka, Wolcheke, Gele, Wakaki, near Chetke, Holtz, Chapi, Hena Atia, Kiksui, Chai. O Kasket, Hunka, Usha, Mother Tiopa, Kaskaya, Kaki, we are no Itasa, Glenisha, Leha Hempikele, Kiksui, Chai. No Kushi, Tipisha, who cannot take care of Babina. Hena Isha Ayaki, Sniki, Gleonim, Tiata, Yok, Fijokte. Naha nahaksi hunkhna lila yoti ekyapina makhan kata isha unse omanipi lila klaun ki tkhapina uya kilina aati hana hana yokshi chama tekhya wankapi asi niyashni leo petuki hahepi kile kiksu icha woche kile hiushi chapi Matuanishni as le chanupaglhamani me wocheke hirchi chapin oyateke. Dona hunkana chazenit hop ewakton ziki hena wokeke. Chichilapi he on woke unkilapi. Less that. Ho, mutakli. One of the greatest things that go on in Indian country, people, is we try to look at what goes on, how people are being singled out, how people are uncovering different evidences going on with tribal peoples, tribal governments. All of these things are what you want to say are essential to our well-being. And some might have a different, you know, momentum to how they want to perceive issues that pertain to indigenous people. Others might have a different scenario to express that understanding about why we're facing these dilemmas every day. So the Indigenous Voices of Peoples radio show, being helped by our brother from across the water, our little brother, we try to look at what is more important for the Indigenous people and everyone else that wants to have a voice. We talk about laws, we talk about the abuse, we talk about the Constitution. We talk about what kind of protection clause you have as a human being, according to, you know, the Constitution that was taught to them by the Iroquois Confederacy. And so, generally, we try to look at all the things that go on in Indian country and why we're being mistreated, why we're being, you know, persecuted, why we're being carted off to prison, why our homes being taken away from families, elders being forced into nursing homes, people have no home to go to, and the sanctuaries of what goes on in America are vested upon how people can never come to a consensus about understanding colonial policies. And it's still a world controlled by men. And any people out there that are seeking, you know, civil rights, I'm going to tell you people this, you're a stupid people. I don't care if it offends anybody tonight. Every time we try to step up and help our people, we have people like that young lady that came on yesterday. You know, let me tell you this. I'm going to say this right off, out in the open. Indigenous people, since time immemorial, and you listening audience, don't be claiming you're indigenous. We care for our people because we believe in them. Therefore, we'll never, ever turn them over to the white man. Okay? And you people today, you're drug infested, you're alcohol doomed, and this sociological deformatory vested upon you people that run your fucking mouths, you tell on the wrong people. Tell on them, because that's where it came from. The scrutiny of what this whole country obligates for people is illegal, and you all support it. Don't say you don't. You do. And that's why, man, you can never, ever come to a consensus. This consensus is about understanding why we're being mistreated. That's the scrutiny. But you all support it because you're on drugs, you're on alcohol, and you're part of this sociological deformatory through this Eurocentric, you know, bipolar disorder. But you'll never, ever blame the man of that opposite color. It has nothing to do with the Chinese people that are yellow. It has nothing to do with the people that are black from Africa. And it sure in the hell doesn't have anything to do with the indigenous people that are red. It's this white man. But you guys don't ever, you want to protect him. There's bad and good blood in every race, no matter how you look at it. No one is bound to obey unconstitutional laws. And if you don't like that, get the fuck off the show. You don't have to listen to it. So here's the catch, people. Legal contemplation is about an operative that people want to have for themselves, never written on paper. That's what they call unconstitutional acts of law, okay? That confers you to have a right to be free, a right to talk, a right to everything. But every time you get caught up with the white man's vocabulary, okay, the invalidation of what they talk about. You go back to when these Twin Towers went to, got hit by these planes and all that. There's people out there that still hold the identity of what really took place because they were American airplanes that they used to take down these buildings. And this is how they wanted to go after other countries that didn't do anything. Okay? Because of mineral resources. That's what you people don't get. And every time a newly elected president gets into power, what do you think they do? God damn, human race. You people have become impossible to understand and reach out to. This is why people can never come to a conclusion of understanding why we're this way. The fucking resolve in America. Okay? The resolve. The solution. Leave people alone. My God, leave them alone, man. Then you'll understand why people were angry. That's what we're saying. And I don't give a shit what these people keep contemplate on with, you know, the Patriot Act and all this other bullshit. Everything, if you believe in your fucking Constitution, you'll understand Article 6 is the supreme law of the land, okay? Because it belongs to indigenous people. And for you people that claim to be indigenous, act like it. Don't be acting like fucking men, white people. And you know who you are, whether you're male or female. Get sick and tired of you guys, man. I always want to interject on shit. But you never look at your enemy as the problem. That's where it came from. Two-thirds of our people, now it's almost three-quarters of our people, don't even have a language. So the so-called misguided philosophy through teachings, all right, they label you as a citizen of this country. When all in all, America never ever had a preventive justice system. It always has been a police state, and you like it. That's the whole ideology of this shit we talk about. You abolish private property, all them buildings in Washington, D.C., which they call the District of Columbia, them buildings are owned by foreign people, man. America's broke. That's why they keep printing money after money after money. That legalized tender note, they keep doing it. Then when you do have money, them sons of bitches take it from you. They don't want you to have money. That's what a Marxist agreement comes to. Politicians, bureaucrats, especially judges, they all do this in the name of liberty. It has always, look, people, let me share this understanding with you so maybe it'll wake your fucking brain up and get off drugs and alcohol. When people fear a government, okay, when you fear the government, guess what? That's tyranny, okay? But when the government fears you as people struggling to remain free and independent, that's freedom. In the white man terminology, it's what? Liberty, right? God, you people don't get it. So this is why they push people into the education system, to control you. And people are masquerading all over the goddamn place. This is supposed to be the time of caring for one another. Because that so-called, that baby that was supposed to be born, and they stuck him in this fucking manger, and then all these animals and kings were all coming around bringing him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and all that bullshit, you know, according to their story. And then you got that big fucking pot-bellied gray beard fucker that comes supposed to come down a chimney masquerading and polluting people's brain with gifts and polluting the kid's mind because, oh, yeah, we're going to get a gift. Fuck, you get a gift every day. You don't have to wait for a fucking episode of Christmas to get a gift. That's the ideology of white people. When you look at Christmas, you look at that little baby, man, with wings shooting at fucking hearts with a bow and arrow. What is it called? Valentine's Day, right? And then the next one, you got the next one that comes out is about all these people that have some called a little green elf guy. Every March, that little guy, man, they said underneath a rainbow there's a pot of gold, according to their belief. That's the Irish people. That's how they believe over there. They bring that into my country, okay? So it's called St. Patrick's Day, so you got to wear green. If you don't wear green, they pinch you. It's the bullshit. It's the ideology, what people don't understand. Then it comes another holiday of this little Easter basket being set out on people's doors, and kids are all looking for eggs, and they hide them. You know, the mindset, you pollute people that way. You can go see rabbits right now in the wintertime. Go see if they're carrying Easter baskets. Go see it, people. This is how white people pollute your brain. White man do this. And you all go for it. So don't claim to be indigenous. Don't claim to be black. And sure enough, don't claim to be Asian. Claim yourselves as white people. If that sounds offensive, my phone number is 605-517-1547. 605-517-2621. Call me on both numbers. I'll debate this shit with you. And for you Christian people, let me tell you something. The great mystery never ever told you guys to put his information in a goddamn book. He never told you that. Okay? So here you are taking around the Holy Roman Catholic version of religion and education and enforcing it on people that live primitively. that had a way to worship because they were free. They were free people. Everything in the state of California and the state of New York City, okay, all them two big states, New York and California, people, don't you guys get it? They make things up in those states. Don't you get it? I've been to those states and I watched them. That's what they do. They were the first states to ever legalize marijuana. Now, who would ever think in the year 2022, and we're coming to an end of this year, and then we're going to welcome another year called 2023. Okay? So this heavy progressive, you know, behavior, heavy progressive behavior, is always about the failure of inheritance. Inheritance is what you give and what a family leaves you when they leave. But because you people have been so fucking contaminated with white wherewithal, white supremacy, white endeavors, white laws, white behavior, white think, you become like a factory. You claim shit that they had as your own in a possession, when in fact it never was yours. It belonged to them. You don't honor your loved ones. To this day, if a loved one dies, okay, we don't talk about him or her. We don't talk about our grandmas. We don't talk about our grandpas. So people, stay dead and don't fucking wake up. That's the rights for your sake. And that's a common good I'm saying to all of you. If you don't like it, call them numbers. We'll deal with it at the end of the show. So I had to really ruffle up your fucking feathers. I'm sick and tired of you guys claiming to be leaders. I'm sick and tired of you guys using different progressive behaviors when people are trying to promote high standards of archy, okay? Like Standing Rock. I'm going to only refer to Standing Rock. The Standing Rock Indian Reservation within the boundaries of the great Lakotas Nation, which was North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and Nebraska. Okay? I'm going to refer it today, tonight. Today and tonight. Okay? Listen to this, people. Standing Rock, when people all went there, I went there. Chinupa Graham Money was over there. Big Dog was with me, my late Big Dog, and my other dog, Sonny Chops. We went over there. I and my little brother. Okay? We went there. We went there and we seen how disturbing my people were with all these white rainbow people from California and elsewhere. Okay? Yes, you were there. Because you son of a bitches tried to come up into our Black Hills and claim homage to our land. Chinupa and his people driven you out, you fuckers. Don't ever come over here without invitation. That's what awaits you again. They were calling for a huge gathering of close to 80,000 rainbow white fuckers to come over and desecrate the land, throw bloody tampons and bloody underwear, have sex to little girls and drug them up. And those little girls don't even know why they're getting sexed, because they're all under these drugs that these fucking white people have, these fucking rainbows. And that's what they imposed on these kids. Needless to say, they had to come to Strongheart for refuge. So we had to call their families to come get these kids. You did that, white man, in the name of being a rainbow. The rainbow is the most sacred thing that's out there when it rains, or even when the sun is nicely hot. It'll give you that gift of a rainbow. And you have no clue what that means. You can't proclaim to have the necessities of that. So keep on playing, thinking that you know something. When you're on a drug, you're numbing your fucking brain. That's your conclusion. Thinking that you're right and everybody else wrong. Well, think again, people. This is why people get angry. Humanity has liberty, too. They have freedom, people. But you guys are so stupidly brain dead, your body's walking around like a fucking zombie because you're under this controlled substance that the white race created. And that is a virtue of how that, having that superior strength. That's what you, when you're numb, that's what happens. The incarceration rate in my country is unbelievable, fuckers. And you all allow it. If you talk about human rights and you talk about speaking out for injustices, put the norm on the table and tell the white man to start closing these fucking jails down. Then you'll know who's real. That's not a crime against humanity. It's the truth. That's how you prevent a crime. Duh. And then you will have a perfect society. But you're all doomed. You like other people controlling you. That's a logical conclusion to what we're saying. So now we're at the bottom of the hour. Okay, of the half hour now. So I'm going to say this part. Mitaki, if you tell me, I'm going to say this part. I'm going to say Nawi choi topi tokata kya kaholiwa washitu na mila haska lena eta lila woshicha woiskin na taksi te na takapi la kota kya papapi you train lempet kya ke homa train taku watching te kile eta o ate mit hoki na hakti yoksicha na cheapi na usha umpi dagni you hasni mila haska tha o apkhe etchetya Tagging your house. Ho ash, what check in a tackle and a lakota you have a honey? Womak has stunk le woke you coopy, a honey. A honey, Womak has gone in a hitchumpy. Wanko Hatia topa lena walaka hunter. Hena etcha Wambly oyate, a hack oyate, hat hunk oyate, and a sitis apaloate. Lena hitchens a ptala umpy. Ho hena wana waniche. Khatkhanka lila ota makhanka ata omani pi ehani. No asichi hena ate au chakte. Na ekhaka. Na wambali lena. Na sinte sapla. Hena ate au chakte. Wa asichi ki lena wakhanshi chab hecha. Khanshin tkhapi ki lena ni unshi. He un taku iwa agla ke ki le hanhe pi ki. Mila haska tha oap khik het khokata ka ka khulewa lila he wakhtolasni takwa he wakhtolasni niet o lus papi na tak shiche he na ka kho mocha gne i hakam kwa i lalam na o lus pem na ho hetsin se ya on pin he tha chanki ni tha ki tima taku ya zo ke ish taku latka ish taku ya on po ke he wana tha chanki le khulia tagni ye chitusni Na ni wakhamsni. Hena e hani tronkashla waki ni un hena o mokyake. We chashu wakhangla ki lila otok. The na petu anji mila hanska gena we chacho na. Wa onsbe ki lina we chaku na maska ki kusha etu onkte. He ukto. Cha he ukte hata. Hoksila toni hechins enerjis niu. Tak sita lina wa sitio kakha ki unpahpakte he etcha walakikte. Na toni o ate ni tchopik le na. Na pe tchopik hina anili ap snio. Hina na ets injinkte. Tchokata ki hina patshan ki eich agenan ka. Ho na hachti chanu pagla ha mani lechins eich hamo. Wo lak hoti chet ki hechins e noji. Ta ki ka ase hini tchokasla wa ki o spema ki uchok se. Kwa I eche tu. Hina inshen wan balake. Na wo ak hanki le na wa mank hanska yo hapi ki hina inshen gli huni. As Tony Hitchens, the air drums. Tony Hitchens, the air drums, or taxi, you waggle a copy. Natak Sita Lena, Mila Hanska Takapi, na Umpachbog, Hena Etcha was there la copy, Mitakipi. Hawana le, Mazaskanskan crew, Kitub, Nahanke, Le Oap, Hikile, Mana, Yehunik, the Giwopil at Hanke Chichi, which show you Kit Hapi Lila Waka, Oaste, na Yetchetu. Hena hata uchok se. So let's just say ochicha ka na hawana le won ikten le yuhawan ikte. Kilama akilo. What I said in my language to the listening audience, because there's a lot of my people out there that are indigenous that still have this, they understand that. Thank you for listening to that, because I want you guys to engage on this topic now as I would turn it up. We're going to turn it up here as soon as it hits 5:30, it's your show, and I'll interject and ascertain any question that needs to come out. So let's turn it up for all the listening audiences to come aboard and express your feelings and give your name and the state you're calling from, people. And welcome again to the Indigenous Voices of People. It is your show.
Welcome to the show, everybody. 406-0403, welcome to the show. 505-6154, 918-0762. Who wants to go first?
Hi, my name's Minnie Hyde.
Okay.
I'm happy. I've been wanting to share this, you know, me being on a beach here in Missoula, Montana. And, you know, seeing a lot of the natives here on the streets here, you know, being kicked away from the homeless shelters here that provide the food. They get donations from a lot of people. And as my time being on the streets there for 5.5 years, I mean, I've been in a home since July. Thanks to a Native American lady, Alicia Standing Rock, that's my case manager. And, you know, I see these guys that run that place, they're all felons. Every one of these felons, some of them are still on paper, but then they get to treat the Native Americans the way they want to. And what that means, by the way, they treat the way they want to, is that they're still felons. And as a felon, you're supposed to treat people ignorant. But we see this every day. And when two things are donated, last year I seen a pair of 16 boots that were donated, brand new boots, carried out by the felons. They never made it to the warming shelter. These people take the food out of there too. I mean, there's a lot of witnesses to these things that are going on. But when you make a statement, hey, you're kicked away, they call the cops on you. They throw you in jail. They don't want you on the streets. I've proven it several times that the sidewalks around that place is not the Poverello Centers. I've proved it many times. But the cops go along with them. I think they're all together, but the cops go along with them and they'll take the Indians to jail. They'll take a native to jail faster than a white guy. And these guys are just young kids sitting there telling us where to go. I always tell them, why don't you fucking study your guys and see what they call it? It says that treaty is law of the land, the United States Constitution. I said, that was written by your fucking people, your white people. I said, we already had ours. Ours was made with our creator, plus, hey, with the animal spirits. And all, and then we have our council, the Blackfeet Tribal Council, and they didn't have to go into a fucking negotiation about our waterways, but they chose to. None of those motherfuckers, they are IRA Indians. This has really been bothering me. But the IRA Indians that come back to think that they don't understand our ways of life, they don't. They come here for a reservation and took over the leadership because they were more educated, but they weren't fucking educated. We're educated in the way of the great way the Creator gave us. Our song, our ceremony, our prayer. I always get made fun of because I pray the way I pray. I pray the way my grandparents taught me. Last night when we were having that conversation, I sang that song, Quiet It Down. I was told to do this every night down there by the Poverello. It quieted it down. The natives asked me to sing. And that's what the song, they brought us back to Mother Earth. They sent us to Mother Earth. You know, and all these guys, over, even that cop sent them over. We're glad it's over today. I said, why? Because you raised hell with us. You raised hell with us. I said, no. I'll just straighten you guys out, then you guys know who belongs here and who don't. You know, I see a lot of these white guys telling us to go home. Go home. I thought, I am home. Where's your home? I tell them to get back on their ship to head back across the sea. That's where they belong. They say that the Blackfeet, they tried to say that the Blackfeet come from over the other way. The Edmonton, University of Edmonton, they found in the St. Mary's drainage campsites that were way before Christ, way before this white man ever said that we come across the burning streets. And I bring this to the white guys all the time. All the time. The last time I ate in that Poverello Center was 5.5 years ago. I seen this old lady, Indian lady, getting kicked out. She didn't understand what they were telling her. I spoke up to her. It was minus 17 degrees out that time. I got kicked out, but I got her a place to go for 3 days until it warmed up. I made that cotton by her room. He wanted to be involved. I made him buy it. You know, you look at the way the white man writes their laws nowadays. Our kids weren't disrespectful until a white man wrote the law where you couldn't correct your kid. I see a lot of these kids out here that need to be corrected. Even adults have to be corrected at times. If they'd only listen to their grandmothers. You know, when a white man brought the paternal think law into our lives, that destroyed all of us. My grandma had the correction stick. You know, it's like that girl, that lady last night. I mean, I've been thinking about that. You know, how she came on and started trying to cut down Tanupa. This lady don't know nothing about Tanupa. You know, she, if those old ladies were there today, they would have corrected her ass last night. You know, but that's the way of the white man. That's the way the white man taught us. To be ignorant of their elders. Their kids to be ignorant of their parents. I know they talk about these days of our water, even our water, how now it's in a bottle. You have to buy it. Now look at our glaciers now. Our glaciers ain't doing much water left in there. And our tribal council gave it away. There's a couple of King Davis. He was supposed to be he's dinner as a chief. Here his kids were selling drugs. How many people's lives have he ruined? There was a resolution to kick those kind of people off the reservation. But no, they didn't get away with it. All those councilmen that sold their water on us, and that water, illegal water compact, they all, not one of them goes to the ceremonies. They don't understand. They don't understand the agreement made with us and the beaver. You see, it's because the water's full. They sit there and they say, oh, yeah, this is the way it's supposed to be. No, it ain't the way it's supposed to be. We go back to our ancestors. The way our ancestors lived, that's the way we're supposed to be living. You know, I survived after 5.5 years, even through the wintertime. But the one who helped me was my creator. My creator is one that gave me the ability to continue every day. You know, I feel ashamed because I was a drunk at the time. But that drunk went through a lot. He learned a lot as I come along now. It was a journey. It was a journey that I was put on. You know, I lost everything. Nothing matters to me. The material. You can have the material. What mattered more to me was every day I was waking up and seeing the people, seeing my friends. Sometimes not hearing from my family. You know, Creator put me on a journey, but he taught me a really good lesson out of it. He taught me how to care for people, how to not to shun people. You know, not to be mean, because you never know if you ever see those people again. I've lost over almost 40 friends within that 5.5 years on the streets here, all due to what the guy's decisions at the Poverello, that kicking these people away in the wintertime, starving them out. When that food was only donated, it was not given to those guys. They get paid to be there, but then they're taking all these brand new clothes, shoes, food, away from the ones that need it the most. But then 90% of those people I know that passed away out there during that time were Native Americans. We tried to camp along the Clark Fork River, which is in treaty land. They tell us we can't be there. It's under the Dade Treaty, we have the right to be there. Under the United States Constitution, treaty is supposed to be law of the land, but they say no, it ain't. You know, I look at these presidents nowadays, they're all a bunch of bullshit. They're run by Illuminati. They're run by the richest people in the world. I think they still own Turtle Island. They don't own Turtle Island. The natives, us do. The indigenous ones do it. We own it. That's why. Everybody I run into, they always say they're Cherokee. I said, oh, that's good. Eh? My grandma was a princess. Oh, that's good. No. I never seen no fucking Cherokee princess yet. You know, I sit there, there's like this girl, she said she's Cherokee. Well, her grandma must be a princess, see? Where the fuck did princes and kings and queens come from? They weren't here. Nope. I look at these ladies now, they said, where are these herb on it? Did they really earn? Did they really earn anything? No. She's like that one who's the paper dog, sit there, puts on a show and holding a fucking dildo like she's paying to it. I know, these guys shun me. I'm a crazy dog. I'm a true crazy dog of the fleshy warriors. They shunned me. They made fun of me. My sister put a stop to it. You know, they broke me down. They broke me down. I just lost my wife during that time. Dancing, sun dance to my kids. And then they wanted seriously to make a movie of it. Oh, yeah. Mockery of their ways. They didn't know my heart. 2012, they sit there, what do you call them? The Rough Rider, I mean, the Crazy Dog, Rich and Stickin'. Amongst all those people, I put a stop to those guys. They were raising hell with the Crazy Dog Society. The veterans were pointing guns at people. You weren't supposed to point a gun at all. I put a stop to it. My sister seen this picture of the white buffalo. The white buffalo was given something in the water. I knew what my fight was, too. It was before to go protect the water. My sister Jenny, she witnessed a lot. Was shown to me. Not one of those councilmen would listen to us. Now what's going to happen when we lose all our water? We're going to have to start paying for our water now because of the glaciers. The glaciers are going pretty much. Looking at the lakes back there. They're slowly, slowly going away. It's because of the white man's greed for all of all Mother Earth's natural resources. That's what they want. You know, I just had to get it off my shoulders. You know, it really bothers me every time I think about it. You know, I don't know what you guys are, what subject you guys are on, but I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Kanupa. You sent me.
Yes, if there's more callers out there, come on, people, come on board, come on. Come on. Don't just sit here and listen. Don't just sit there. No. You all got something in your heart of being mistreated out there. You all know that. Just like that little girl that did this to Tyreek yesterday. That's not indigenous. That's not an indigenous woman. You people need to quit using our identity. Quit doing that. If you're 100%, that means you're white. That's it. End of story. You don't like it? My phone numbers, I mentioned, 605-517-2621, 605-517-1547. Call me. I'll debate it with you. I'll debate it with you. This is what I want to hear from our people, expressing what they're seeing and witnessing, what our people are going through. I invited Kevin Keller to come on the radio show tonight. I invited some youth to come on. They sent me pictures of what he was doing, according to, you know, what he's giving up land rights away. He's giving up land rights. He won't come on the show. He won't help anybody. But he helps all his people that supported him. All these guys that, all you youth, let me tell you this, okay, youth? I don't care how you take it. My grandmother and my grandfather used to say this. They said this generation of youth that's coming are going to be the most craziest young people on earth. And you know something? Grandma and Grandpa were right. They were right. Who in a right mind, generation of youth, who in a right mind makes voting a privilege so you can legalize marijuana on a reservation. What kind of youth are you when you do that to a poverty-stricken reservation like Pine Ridge here? What is wrong with you? Shit, there's no Lakota in you. You look like an Indian. You sound like an Indian, but you ain't. Like that young lady that was on the radio show last night. That Mallory girl, I'm going to call the cops on you. I'm going to call the feds. This is the last time. Ah, shit, that's a white woman. But yet she can bastardize everybody else because she's been in Standing Rock. Shit. Standing Rock was doomed because the tribal president sold the right-of-way out. No different than Browning, Montana, when a white man in power up there sold a water compact to the state. No shit. It was written in their paper. And he went to them to go pick up a check for $400 and something million. Guess Ooh. What, people? The white wow. man did not have the check for him. That's what's out there. Fuck, you guys don't get it. Pay attention, man. I went to there at the request of my people to go help our Sihasapa people, our Tkoka blood, our brothers and sisters of the Blackfeet Nation. They asked me to do that, so I went. And they're half-breeds. You know what the half-breeds did, people? They investigated Chanufa Gluha money. Ask them. They'll tell you. That's how fucked up those half-breeds are up in Blackfeet Carry. Yeah, up in Browning. They forgot one thing. I already knew their people. So did my grandpa. So did my grandfather. My grandfather went to the First World War with one from Cree country and one from Blackfoot Nation there. That's how I got this Anglo name, okay? Listen, people, this Anglo name was given to me after my birth. My birth, I was born in the backseat, the flatbed pickup truck of my grandpa right outside of Pine Ridge, coming from Slim Buttes. I guess I couldn't hold off any longer. I needed to come out, so my grandpa delivered me. My mom went into labor, okay? On June 25th, 1957, my mom gave birth to me. On the afternoon, right there on the highway, coming west from Slim Buttes, I came out right there. So he delivered me in the back of his flatbed truck, and then we drove on up. So he gave me the name, Chanupa Gluha Money. Walks as he protects the pipe. Chanupa Gluha Money. Okay? So I'm a protector of the sacred life. Okay? And then a year later, when they do consensus, the white people give due consensus to get benefits and help, okay? He gave me the name Dennis Dwayne Martin. Dennis Dwayne Martin. That's my Anglo-Saxon name. Okay? The Anglo-Saxon name, you sons of bitches, if Chanupa ever dared to pick that fucking name back up, you sons of bitches will be fucking in a world of hurt. I don't give a fuck about you guys. That's that Dennis Dwayne Martin. He didn't. He didn't care about nobody. That's why he beat the fuck out of whites and half-breeds all the time, even black people. When black people got out of hand and started acting out, I beat the fuck out of them, too. You see, this is when you bear a white man's name, let me tell you this. You bear his name, that's not good enough for him. He wants to control you with this. So when you avert back to your original name, and I'm sorry if you guys don't have one. If you do, go back to it. That's your irony, that's your strength, that's your wisdom, that's you, that's your knowledge, your language, all of it, that's your purity. Not some fucking Mickey Mouse brat that's sucking man on her fucking thumb waiting for somebody to give her the next high. Not that. Or some other knucklehead, you know, Peter fucking sucking individual that sleeps with guys, okay? Not that fucker either. This is what I'm saying. It's out there. I've seen it all over in California.
Men kissing men out there. Women doing the same fucking... I've seen it, man. No different than when I was in New York City. I've seen that over there, too. Where's the lust for women, men? And women, where's the lust for men? And you guys, you see? So, but hey, that white man's good book talked about it. Sodom and Gomorrah, huh? Book of Revelations. Study those fuckers. You get bored, read them. And look, these were written illustrations in English for you to contaminate your fucking brain. You know, my late grandpa, Charlie Moose, my grandfather, okay? My late grandfather, God rest his soul, and I'm only speaking of this. He used to say this. My grandfather was Episcopalian deacon here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. His church is still standing. The same with my little brother, Jonathan, his church. My little brother, John, ran his church. It's called the Gospel Mission. But John went to a professional college to become a minister. My brother, John, he went to Canada. There used to be a musical family that traveled all over the world singing gospel hymns. And they were professional people, okay? Guess what? They didn't look down on anybody but the white race. And they were called the Lundstrom family, Lowell Lundstrom and his family. Wherever he went, towns, cities, states, people crowded his ministry. No different than my brother John. Everyone came to listen, my brother, okay, preach. My brother did not use the fucking Bible, people. He didn't. That's how smart my brother was. Now go back to my grandpa Charlie. My grandfather Charlie Moose really believed this, people. He believed that God made mammon. No shit. Go ahead and laugh about it. Because you fuckers all believe it, too. So Grandpa Charlie thought that the great mystery created mammon. And if you don't want to know what mammon is, it's money. That's why they stamped that. That stamp was stamped onto the almighty dollar and the coins back in 1864. Why? Because there was too much thievery going on with that money. Well, today, the banks, the Bank of England, the Bank of America, all these banks run by all these Jewish empires, okay, people? Fuck, listen, man. All these big, look, I said this on countless shows, okay? The white race, no matter what his blood, no matter what his systematic brain thinks, okay? The wealth is what's trying to run this globe. And they're fucking billionaires. And three of them are Christians. What does that tell you? They run these banks. The banks are what fucking write policies and impose them on you. Duh. So fucking dumb you guys are. But you talk shit all the time. So as long as you're smoking marijuana, oh, Grandmother Earth gave us this, so it's okay. Bullshit, she did not give you that. No, she did not. It never did exist in Turtle Island. Duh. Do the history, dummy. And that's what you are, the fucking dummy, when you're using narcotics or the legal liquid paraphernalia, alcohol. That shit is all created. Look, those Australians, they almost fucking died without alcohol. And they were going to abandon their ship when they arrived in Australia. Now look at what they did to the Aborigine people over there. Look what they did to those Indian people, those black indigenous people. Look what them fuckers did. Wake the fuck up and know and see what this civilized and modern man is doing, man. Did the Aborigines attack Vietnam? Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, people. Did the Aborigines Did they go up there and bomb Kuwait when Saddam Hussein was in power? Did they go up there and do that? Fuck no. They got no business over there. That's the affairs of them. You know why they did that to that guy? Huh? He became a mind threat to America's economy. It was oil, people. Oil. The second largest oil reserve in the fucking globe.
Wow.
And this is what these white people wanted. Now look at the gas prices. Look at them, man. Pay attention to your backyard. The fuck is filthy. It stinks out there. But as stupid as you fucking two-legged are, man, you can't see it. The whole world come crashing down on your ass, and all you're doing is running to a fucking video game with a screen called a casino? Your rights are being taken from you every fucking day, and you want to go over there and praise the white man and laugh around thinking you're going to win something. Honey, look. Fuck you, human race. If that sounds threatening, if that's blasphemous, so be it, because you know you all do it. I don't hear about you hauling wood, splitting it for elders. I don't hear you going out and getting donations to bring it back and feed your people. Everyone uses their family name all across. Kevin Keller is a prime example. I try to get him on the show for these youth. I want him to have an air out, man, knockdown, man. You know, a real verbal fight, man, on the radio show. He's a liar. That's what he is. He learned that. Where did he get it from? White people. White people. They're the only race of people that lie. And they brought it here. You fuckers don't talk like that. You don't want to. I understand my history of all my red people on the continent of Turtle Island. I know, I understand that. But think about this, people, and really understand the ideology of it. The white race, when they got here, in those first three ships, the Pinta, the Mina, and the Santa Maria, okay, those three ships came, right? They brought all these ex-cons, all these rapists and murderers and thieves. They brought them on these boats, okay?
Yeah.
They used them. They used them as a force to murder people for the rest that were coming. And the fourth one that arrived here were all these Christian fuckers, all these pilgrims, the Mayflower. And then they brought some in. And this time, they brought the black man. You see, this is what you guys don't understand. But yet, that black man's going to go out there and he's bitching around that, oh, he's always been here. He didn't know. Bullshit. Bullshit, black man. You guys come from across the water, man. You belong over there. Your roots are over there. You go back and return to the land that you're from, all your healing journey will begin because now you're on your own. Over here in Turtle Island, we know about our red road. Over there in Africa, you're on your black road. Over in Asia, where all the people believe in dragons and all these great things that they believe in, even the Buddha, okay, they're on their yellow road. And the white man, his is a white road. A white road to hell. Don't you get it? Understand that. That's where his roots are from. That's why they sent them fuckers over here. And they're still here. They have no ties to the turtle. No ties. That turtle don't like him. All the animals on Turtle Island hate the white man. What does that tell you? But yet they're going to make movies on TV of hunting, bow and arrows and pain in your face. And even you people, when you hunt, you put all that camouflage uniform on. Fuck you guys, man. Fuck you, man. You guys are just masquerading like white people. That's his way. And somebody's got a recording in the background listening to me, okay? Turn the fucker down. This is why we can't hear nobody. It's always echoing. Turn it down. Mute them fuckers, whoever it is. Always a back feedback. Just like a, man, you guys like white people's way. You guys can't have no honor for your own people, but you want to be disturbing. I can't listen to you. Because you don't have anything honorable that I'm supposed to commit to, let alone submit to. You have no fucking language. You don't believe in Wakantankakichimanetu. And you do not believe in Unchimaka. And then you don't believe in the Hutopa and the Wiaka Oyate. You don't believe that way. But you want to masquerade and serenade the white man and be on movies. You want to be on all of these movies that Kevin Costner or whatever the other idiot's name is to bring you Indians in. And you want to be on there. You want to act, dress in braids, cowboy hat. That's my little brother, Moses Breezeplenty, doing that. But yet, I'm still cleaning up all your guys' dirty mess here on the reservations you left behind. I'm fulfilling that shit for you guys. Taking care of all the people, which is our family. I don't live high on a hog. I'm not laying in a bed with a white woman. I'm not sucking on a white woman's puss. Oh, yet alone, wait now, men. Men, hey, men. I'm not sucking another colored man's dick. I'm not taking my penis and putting it in his backside. And for you women, I'm not laying with another one. You see, this is what the white man teach you fuckers, and you all think that's good. You think it's great. Everything he writes on a tabloid, which is his Bible, you broke off all those commandments that's in there. The indigenous people here on the Turtle Island continent, we have 13 fucking expectations, and none of you sons of bitches know what that means. Chinupa does, though. And you want to know why I'm angry? It's because the white man made me this way. He beat me. He accused me of stealing. He fucking put me in jail. And I never done such a thing. That's the lying of a white man. That fucker will do this to you guys. I don't give a shit if Indians wear the badge and gun. Them fuckers will lie for him too. And the rest of the color of man do the same thing. Don't forget, one of them slanted-eyed fuckers killed my brother, George Floyd, up there in Minnesota. Along with them three white bald-headed fuckers. A slanted-eyed guy, man, had protection for the white man. Man, that fucker, I hope they're all punishing themselves and they're getting punished in jail. And you women, you should have listened to George's cry. And get fucking mad. Since you women can't get mad, I'm getting mad. They forced my brother George Floyd. They forced him to cry for his mom, man. Mama, he said. And you fucking white people, you did this to not just George. You did it to all of us. That's how pure we are to our mother. That's how much we love our mother. We honor our mother. We believe in her. We care for her. And you fucking white people are devils, man. And then you killed him. That was his last call of breath. White man, you did that to that guy, man. And then now you got all these Black Lives Matter protests going, fuck, you guys are sold out like AIM. AIM sold out. I know. I was Russell Means' personal bodyguard, the late Russell. At least I can say this for my brother, Russ. Russ came back to Pine Ridge to stand up for his people. Where in the fuck were the rest of you guys? Russell did that. I know because I was with him. That's what happens in the real world. Lehman Brightman, huh? He died broke. All the wealth that he might have picked up and was calculated for him, he gave back. You guys don't know Lehman. I do. Lehman was a very aggressive dude that was straightforward. And he knew how to protect his people. Lehman did. Don't forget that. Now my brothers are gone. My brothers, Lehman and Russell, are gone. And the most greatest protector that I ever served in my entire life at the age of 65 was my grandfather, Chante Ohitika Wichasha, better known in the white world as Roy Stanislaus Martin. I protect my grandpa, who taught me the indigenous language. He taught me Lakota. He taught me Cheyenne. And he taught me Mexica, which is Nahua. And I speak all three of them fucking languages, people. That's my grandfather. What can you say that your grandfather taught you? My grandfather taught me who my enemy was, and it's white. And as I said this in this little conversation, there's bad and good blood in every race. If you people like control out there, shut the fuck up and move on. Don't come on the radio show. Don't talk shit, because it is. A person like me can catch you in it. A 29-year veteran in our country is Tyreek. He's been over here for 29 fucking years. But any other color of man comes over here, you welcome him. You give him everything, but you make that guy into a fucking slave. It might sound offensive to him, but it's the truth. You're making him into a slave. And he's serving you, working for you, driving your fucking pedestrians in the fucking city, and you still want to fucking behave irrational towards him. Fuck you, white man. Leave him alone. You do that to Chinupa here on Pine Ridge. You do that to me in the state of South Dakota all the fucking time, man. We're telling on you. We want to be free and left to leave us alone, man. Man, you fucking people can't even take your energy and blame that white fucker. Leave us alone, man. We're not bothering you. We're not fucking contaminating your white houses, your white life. We're not bothering you, man. Leave us alone, white man. Please, leave us alone. Fuck, we have a right to live, too. We have a right to talk. Leave us alone. That's my passion. That's how much I love my conviction. We're at the top of the hour. We're 7 minutes past. Back to you all, man. And thank you all for listening to my power of pain. That's my passion. Back to you all. I love you all.
Jump in, somebody. Come on. It's your show. Okay, 406-0403, 406-861. Anybody from Facebook, you want to talk to the guests on the show? The number is 515-605-9720. Come on the air. Come on, people. This is your show. You're on the call. You're on the call list.
Oh, this is Philip again. You know, listen to Chinupa. You know, it's true what he says. You know, I mean, I know what alcohol is a way to control you. Along with their drugs. And when you get real sick, you go to their hospitals and you're making their big farm their pay, the doctors their pay. They really don't care about you. You know, I seen a lot of our natives, a couple of visiting them that were sick. The way the doctors treat them is pretty wrong. These guys, they sit there. It's like my girlfriend here, she was in a hospital there. And they had a man working with a Native American woman. I tell him, well, where's that woman? There was supposed to be a man working here as a nurse. You know, I told him, you know something? I said, what's your, this lady right here, she used to be a registered nurse. I said, when she's telling you something, I said, you act like you know it all. I said, this lady was more fucking educated than your asses. And then the white guy, he walks out, kind of like smirking around. And then I'm sitting there listening to him making fun of this lady. I jumped all over him. You know, I jumped all over their asses. I even fucking went to the administration and talked to the administration about it. I said, why? I said, this woman's sick. She's a Native American. So you guys put a white man in there? a white guy, and there should have been a woman nursing there, not a white man, not a man. Oh, well, we're short. Well, I don't give a fuck. There's still a woman in there. That's a man. Then I was told, I couldn't come back to visit. But I still went back up there. You know, it's all a bunch of bullshit the way they treat the Native Americans. You know, these white guys are just so fucking ignorant. I mean, I don't fucking say it. I'm not scared. You know, it's like, you know, but I got a number. You can call me, too. I'll argue right to the fucking point to where, hey, you might want to go get on your boat and go back home. You know, I've never been so, I mean, felt racial until I think how racism is. Because like I said, I was just a young kid. Me and my sister, we were going to school in Columbia Falls, Montana. This kid kept making fun of her, pulling her off a swing, so I go beat him up. That's my baby sister. I'm going to protect my baby sister. So we'd have to sit by, and all the little kids got to play. Me and my sister had to stand, put our nose against the wall, and count bricks. And when that song, another brick on the wall comes on, you know, I hate that fucking song. It brings back memories, trauma. You know, trauma of these white people fucking forcing us. We used to live outside of Columbia Falls, Montana, on a dirt road. These white kids were singing the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. My brother said, no, no. My brother Wayne Purcell, he told him, no, that's not the way it goes. He starts singing Indian. The bus driver stops and kicks him off in the wintertime. It was cold. We get home, told my mom we had to go find my brother. Now, about the fucking white kid, the kid would have got to stay on. Making fun of us Indians were singing our songs, and they started mimicking us. They would have got to stay on the fucking bus. That's when I started hating the white man more and more. Another incident when we were small, my mother went to a church rummage sale. We were outside of a school playing outside. Me and my little sister, my older sisters, my brother. Something went wrong at the school, so the cop pulls up and pulls guns on us, little tiny Native American kids. Fucking traumatized us. Nothing was done about it. Why did he pull a gun on a bunch of little tiny Native American kids? Because there's more of us, and they said it was a war party? Little tiny kids? That's what the white man thinks. You have four Native Americans together, you're a war party. Going to cause trouble. And that's the way it is here in Missoula, Montana. And I know it's all over the place. Missoula here, me and my girlfriend after they slammed me down over at the Wormer shelter here on Johnson Street in Missoula, Montana here, one of the workers there was drunk. I went over, I was smoking a cigarette. This guy asked me a cigarette. I said, I ain't got none. I only have this one. So he jumped up and slapped me. So I slapped him back. Minus this kid younger than me. I go to walk away from the fight. This worker is sitting over here partying, drinking with these homeless people. She comes out of the building and slams me down to the ground. I didn't even know she was coming. With my back, it caused three discs to horn over against my nerves. And I'm sitting there. They pull me up. These are military security. Okay, they grab me. My girlfriend watches when they took me out of that place and slammed me on the ground on the road, onto the road in the wintertime. I get up. My friend comes and helps me move over. He sets me down. My girlfriend comes out. We had nowhere to go. This is around about 13 below zero at the time. My friend comes and gives us some blankets. They told us we couldn't camp anywhere. We had to keep going across the bridge, across the tracks. So we go to where we thought we'd be safe. We get comfortable, lay down. A few white people come walking by, tell us that they hope you guys keep warm. Half hour later, here comes the security again. They come. They start threatening us. So I'm arguing a point. You guys are only over at the fucking place, the boundary of that Herman shelter. It doesn't say way out here. He said, no, the mayor of Missoula, Montana, at the time, the one that passed away from cancer, said that he declares war on all indigenous homeless people. They threatened to take my jacket and my boots from me because I had my boots off. Well, go ahead. Go ahead. He already took my blankets. They threw them in the water. They wanted me to walk out of there like that. I told them, fuck yeah, but you guys are going to have a fight. We'll tase you. Well, go ahead. You better use your tasers. So you guys don't fucking matter. I already fought seven of those fucking cops downtown over the same fucking reason. So as you go along. As we go along, these guys harassed us. They harassed us all the way until we got to a bus stop to catch the bus. But as they're doing this, they're laughing, taunting, making fun of Native Americans, saying, oh, these bastards should go back across the Berlin Strait. I told them, we were here before you. I told them, don't you guys read your, you guys swore on the United States Constitution, right? To follow it? Yeah, yeah. I said, well, you remember treaties, a lot of land, and this is still treaty land under the Hellgate Treaty. And I told them, I'm part Flathead. So remember that, it's still my home here. They start laughing. They had their guns out. AR-15s. Yeah, when they come out, to just two old people. They're both 50, 55 years old back then. A couple of years ago, they come out and they do that to us. But then they see white man camped all over the place. They don't do nothing to them. When it comes to a native, they want you off of their property. It ain't even their fucking property. It ain't their fucking grounds. I spoke up for the native one time, and these guys jumped all over me, these white guys. Well, why did you go back home? I am home. What you mean, go back home? I'm home. This is my mother. Mother Earth is my home. I said, in everything you guys do to us, remember, you're in Crater's Lodge. He sees everything you guys are doing. You know, you told me you guys come here at the Black Book. Made us commit to your Black Book. We had no sicknesses. We had no fences. We had no gates. Only we were all in Crater's Lodge, all living in harmony. But you guys, when the white man came, you guys destroyed what we had. And you still continue to do it to this day. When I speak out on them, a lot of the natives listen. They tell me to keep doing that. I'm not ashamed. I sing my songs every place I go. I'll sing a song. It helps the natives here on the street that was on the streets. There's still a lot of them on the streets. I try to go talk with them, sing to them. You know, try to get them come back to Mother Earth because they're out there, they're journeying. You know, it just hurts to see that these white guys can get away with everything with the way they treat us. You know, I'm not scared to cuss anybody out. I'll cuss them out if I have to. And if I think I'm going to rot, I'm gonna voice my opinion. I'm not going to hold it back. Because when you hold it back, that's when it becomes a cancer in you. And it starts eating you. But when you let it out, hey, it's gone. You don't have to worry about it. You know, I pray every day that, hey, things will change for our people. Hey, that the sickness, when they're traveling, will go up and advocate for us, for the Creator. You know that we're going through. You know, I've been on a journey, like I said, you know, but my mind. I've been drugged. I've been assaulted. 7 times I've been almost lost my life being out here in 5.5 years. But I tell you, he always gave me my mind back. They couldn't take my mind, but he always gave my mind back to me. You know, the people, they talk about, they call it Eniscum. Eniscum is a petrified buffalo. My sister, these guys drugged me, tried to kill me here a few years back. In my dream, my grandma told me to tell my sister, bring that rock. And she said, Eniscum. Once he showed him my sister how to use that, the doctor thought I was fucking retarded. They thought I wasn't going to come out of it. So they're already calling my sisters and telling them to tell my kids to what they're going to do with me. Let them go. But in my mind, I wanted to come out so bad. I want to come out of there so bad that I kept singing and praying in my mind. This dog come in. This old dog come in there. And I asked that dog, are you here to help me? The dog wagged his tail. I told him, I'll feed you and give you water. So those guys, the nurse come in. She thought I was retarded and stuff like that. I asked her for something to eat. So when that nurse left, she brought me that stuff I threw to that dog. I went to sleep. I was awake 7 days with that dog. When he comes, I went to sleep. When I went to sleep, my grandma come to me. My grandma was a medicine woman, the Blackfeet. She ran the Blackfeet sweat, Sundances, they call them the Oakon. In that dream, she started telling me, sing. Sing in your mind. If that old man wants to dance, the old man was dancing. And since I went back out again, and then when I went out, he told me about the phone, how to use it. I asked my sister to bring it to me. Bring me that petrified buffalo stone. When she brought it, she said, let the woman run that ceremony, but it has to be done outside. Well, they had to see if I could walk and stuff. I did. I made it outside. Outside, my sister and those guys, they smudged the rocks and everything. I did the singing and stuff 4 times. When I went back up, they did those tests. My system was so poisoned. The next morning, they come back. They couldn't find that poison in me.
Mm.
Because my grandma come to me. They're still here with us. They showed me that.
Sorry, not to cut you off. What's her name?
Jenny.
No. What's your name? Who's talking?
My name is Minnie Hyde. So.
Okay, we don't have a much time, but
okay. Well,
please,
thank you for cutting me off. See ya. Bye.
But please come tomorrow. Wow. I was trying to be polite. Okay, next caller.
Oh.
Any next callers? Look, this Indigenous Voices of Radio Show is for everybody. I know there's a lot of people out there would like to tell a story and everything, but we have limited time, you know what I mean? So try your best to, you know, limit it to like 5 minutes or 8 minutes and give it to somebody else.
No.
All right, next caller. Anybody else? We got 36 minutes. Go ahead, people. Mary. 918-0762. You're on the show.
You can give my time back to Philip. He can talk. I want to hear what he had to say. Is Philip still on? I want to finish hearing what he had to say.
Well, he got upset at me and he hung up.
No.
Well, anybody from Facebook call in? They got any questions?
Pardon me?
Anybody from Facebook called in?
No, it's not Facebook caller. I don't know. 406-5023. Welcome to the show.
Bobby Davis, my buddy Davis.
Yeah, this is Jenny calling in from the Cutty Nation here in Northwest Montana. My brother was talking about is something that, you know, that we like to share to help others understand when we talk about our ways of life and our experiences what they were teaching them, what, and it comes in dreams and so on. No different than what Chinook talks about. What he talks about is like, you know, pretty much similar to what my brother, you know, what he was trying to share. And that's really, to us, we consider it disrespectful when somebody cuts our people off when they're trying to share something. Very important that us, ourselves, like to hear about these things at times, huh? So if that was an elderly, more older, it wouldn't be right, because I've seen that in a lot of meetings. They're having meetings, and Chinupa knows what I'm talking about. There was a meeting I went to in South Dakota, and this old grandma in a wheelchair was speaking their language, and to us, we were taught to let them speak. We have that respect. Let them speak, because the elders, you know, they'll tell a story as they're speaking. Okay? We learned that from our grandparents. We sat and listened. We watched them and heard them, how they carried themselves. So we had enough respect to listen to what they were talking about. We could cut them off. So a lot of people get turned off on that, you know, on these radio stations. So far, I've noticed, I get that way at times. I think myself, doing this, if we could say this is Turtle Island, then let the woman be heard too. Don't cut us off when we're talking. You know, the 36 minutes you said, okay, well, there was enough time for him to finish what he was saying because he was almost finished. I know his story. I'm the sister he's speaking about. So, I don't know, you know, at times, yeah, you know, we got to start understanding each other in a whole different way when we're speaking about things. Nobody likes to cut Chinupa off because he tells them not to cut him off. And maybe we should all, you know, say that now, you know, give us a certain time, give us a time limit or whatever, because they try to do that on the other stations.
Okay, I understood
where nobody
this.
Even
I
wanted
understood.
To talk anymore.
Yes, ma'am. I understood. From now on, I'm going to get a timer and give everybody 5 minutes. Understood.
Somebody's coughing in the background.
Somebody's 10 minutes.
Somebody's really coughing. Hold on. Wait up, Jenny. Hold on. Let me get this clarification. Tyreek, somebody's coughing, making a lot of noise. There's feedback in the background. Whoever's mute that person. Mute him. All right, continue.
But yeah, so what Philip was talking about, you know, it's a real, it actually real happened, okay? It's not no read out of the book or somebody else's experience or Jesus's experience or whoever else's experience. That was his own, okay? So he wanted to share that. That's kind of to inspire us to know that, you know, our ways are still here. This is what we talk about, you know, whenever Chinupa brings out spirituality, understanding, interpretations of it. Everybody's on a different page in that Bible, all interpreting it, you know, in their way to fit themselves. But we can't do that. Who was given to us, we can't do that, and a lot of our people are doing that today. They're just changing everything, doing whatever they want, as long as it makes them money, followers. Everything that makes them, you know, a high celebrity, of a movie star and what. A lot of people are still, what? What are our people still going through? Original people's children and grandchildren, the survivors of our grandfathers and grandmothers that everybody's speaking about, everybody wants to know. Even the black people want to be them. And the white people. The yellow people, not so much. Right? So here's us, the grandchildren of our grandparents that were very prominent people within the Pekani Nation, the Blackfoot Confederacy. And we're trying to share some knowledge from them. It wasn't written.
Okay. Can I
bring something? We heard them.
Okay.
These are the things that we're trying to understand together as far as our people, our perspective of things in this world and what was taught to us to how to understand it right. We're all learning new every day.
Okay.
Not one person with everything.
Can I please say something? Okay.
Go ahead.
I want you to hear the rest of his, story too. But we have just limited time. Okay? Limited time, 2 hours. Now, this is for everybody too. Facebook, all callers. I'm willing to give more time if everybody's willing to help me with this radio show, help me fund this radio show. I'm willing to go a lot longer, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, but I need help too. You know what I mean? I have a Cash App or a Venmo, help us make this show longer so I don't have to cut you off or this gentleman, but we are limited with this time. I would love to go longer. I would love to hear everybody's stories. I didn't mean to cut him off and for him to get angry and, drop the call. But we are trying our best, to get everything within the 2 hours. I hope you could understand that.
Just learning about how this runs because we've been trying this for how long for different ones, like Chinupa says, okay? Maybe it's time to limit the opening, because that takes a whole hour from the people. But, a lot of people ain't even talking. They're on the line, but they don't want to say anything. So, 38 minutes, 36 minutes, how many callers are on the line waiting to talk? And when you do, they don't want to. When you open it up for them, okay? I listen to all this before I get on.
Okay. I said my piece.
I don't know. That's up to Chinupa. He's the one that runs it for the first hour, depending on how many callers you should be looking at. They need to talk.
This is why I say this all the time. We'll cut it back, and I'll do this quicker, and boom, give you guys some real strong intellectuals of everything, and then give it to you. So that's why I limited it all the way down to a half hour and said, go ahead, you guys, tear it up. It's your show. Then we do this all the time, okay? And so Tyreek is right. He is right because it's hard for him to fund that out of his own pocket. We understand his debt. I understand that, okay? So I'm trying to get people around to try to get this working so we can pay for his broadcast, his show. I don't know how much it is. Hey, give me a amount of how much is it per month, Tyreek?
With the satellite and Blog Talk Radio, it's close to $500 a month.
Okay, so we don't need the satellite. We just need the Blog Talk.
Okay, the broadcast is about 250 a month.
Those satellite people that are listening out there, they should be contributing.
Yes,
they
want
to hear the indigenous people. You people that are out there in different countries, send him some money to help program this program. Help him. We're trying to do that in Indian country.
How much did Leona ask by 1 month? For you guys to help, wasn't it like 150 or 100 and some?
Leona
same
blog station. So we did that, and still she still with her way, but that's her. So we still did it anyway, and we kept it going, and that's when Jabril and Amin took it over, and then all of a sudden they get sour and they go somewhere. And I understand that mode, too. I understand what they're doing. That's the connection they have. So I get
it's kind of like the same behavior getting cut off, and when Mark spoke about some things and talked the same kind of, formation, whatever, how we want to put it, of understanding things, when he start talking to saying you children, which we don't know who's all listening, what they say, people are listening. So he used that, the children to listen. So he's trying to repeat himself again and again and again, like we always do. It feels like we're just stuttering
now.
If
we have to put a timer for everybody to talk, I'll get a timer tomorrow.
Well, that's what
you're
growing
on. See, this is the thing. This is the thing. I understand what you're saying, Jenny. I get that. Yes, yes. But here's the thing. I want you all to get on this show. All you indigenous people, get on it. I'm going to do this tomorrow, okay? And I'm just going to do it. I'm going to be on. I'm going to talk. I'm going to let you guys do it. I'm going to see how you're going to do this again. I want to see you guys get up, step up, and take the show on. I'm going to give you guys that challenge.
Well, nobody's asking for that. I'm not saying that, and I'm not saying give us more time or buy more time.
Do not get offended.
I'm just saying that time they need to understand when we're talking, especially when we're sharing something like that, to not cut them off. That's why Devin got mad. The same thing happened to him on the Ona show.
Okay, listen. Yeah, that's Devin and them too. The
okay, so
taking the phone calls. Okay, now listen. Now listen, all of you, listen now. Okay, I want you guys to start the show.
No, nobody. This is the show
everybody
waits for you to come on.
That's why you can't come to a consensus. No, no.
No, because you're changing things.
Don't do that. Do not do that, you guys. Stop that shit.
No, it just pisses me off because
this kid. Listen to me. Listen to this part. Listen to this part.
Okay?
Tyreek sent me information. He said, Chinupa, you got to be a leader. Fuck, I'm already a leader. I don't have to be one. I'm already. Okay? This is what he wants. Thinking like a white man. So I get that. I get that. But you guys, you're the supporters. I need you guys to engage in this. Step up. Step up to do it. You can. You can. That's all I'm asking. There's no need to do that. Just step up and do it. Simple. No need to fight and argue. Don't raise your voice. No. We're raising it at each other. I'm mad at all my Indian people. I am fucking mad. They're probably listening because I told them to get on the show. I told those kids to come on the show. You send me these text fucking messages about Kevin Keller, but then you little fucking bastard kids won't get on the fucking show. Come on. That's why I get upset, man. Don't use me as a pawn. Don't do that, people. Use your fucking self if you got a voice. Come on. That's why we opened the show this way. I realize that everybody's not on the level of anyone else. You all are individually inclined with your own terminology, which is your own life. You have that right. It's yours. I don't know what you got to do today, tomorrow, and forever. I'm here taking care of what I need to do. The same way you guys are taking care of what you need to do. But it does not say that we can't be productive together and taking the show on and starting it. You guys can do it. Because if I get on it, I'm going to aim it at everybody. And that's the way I am. I'm living in it, man. That's the hard part. I can't even get my brothers to come on. They're kind of a little shy. I get it, though. Then, well, don't complain. I want to hear you guys. I'll take care of it. And then later on, you know what happened? No, I don't want to hear that either. You had a chance to get on the show. You should have got on it and said it then. But you didn't, so thanks. It's all good, though. You're still my brother. That's it. We get offended of this stuff because I'm going to tell you all why. It's the white man's language. We get upset with you, and he's laughing at us because it's his language making us this way. See? I'm saying you guys can do it too. You can. So tomorrow we're going to start that show that way. Whoever junk calls in tomorrow at 5, start it up. If you have to pray or whatever you got to do, sing, do it. I'll come on there because I'm going to be listening in. Simple. It's a simple solution. That's it. Simple. So we got how much time left?
carry on, you guys. We got 20 minutes left. Jenny, whoever else. I heard somebody else say, I want to say something. Go ahead, say something now. Go ahead, come on. Whoever, finish up, whoever.
See, all this wasted time when he could have finished just a little bit more. One, two more minutes of it. Now nobody wants to talk. Because I questioned it. Each time when one of my family members, one of my people, I feel like, you know, they're getting tricked, you know, in an ugly way because we're trying to share, you know, our understandings about stuff too. Yeah, and I have to speak up and defend them. No different than what happened to my son. So what the hell? And what the fuck are we supposed to be talking about then? What is it all about then? Wasted words or controlled voices? I don't know. So
well,
I didn't ask for more time. I'm not asking for to make the show longer. I didn't ask for that. I didn't ask for somebody else open it up. No, because that's all the stuff that happened before.
So that's why I'm saying
they want to learn about us. That's part of it would be no different than an elder if he was speaking in our language. Right?
Well,
at times, we're the product of what happened and everything in history.
Yeah, that's right. So this is what
we're
I'm saying.
We're the survivors of all of them, you know?
We
always come on here and we want to share our experiences.
No,
our
wait, stop right
too.
There, Jenny. We don't,
and then,
if we're the indigenous people, okay, we Indians that are listening, all you Indians, man, quit pouting and hanging up. Stay on the fucking line. Learn this, Tyreek. Learn this from us. Learn this, okay? Learn this. The white man taught us how to be long-winded, okay? So in English, we're going to be long-winded. We're going to talk. This is what he wanted, okay? You give him that. It's simple. But when it comes to language, see, not all of my people have language. They don't. So limiting that understanding is vested upon them as individuals, as responsible people, adults, not like that little girl. That's a prime example looking at that little girl that called in yesterday. Your problem's with her, Tyreek, okay? She claims to be Indian, 100%. She's not that. This is what's out there. There are many of them. White folks always want to run to us all the time, claim this, claim they're not us. Even a fucking half-breed will do it. He'll tattoo himself. He'll do it all. He will do it. You ask Jenny. That's what they do. We live in it. That little girl down there in Oklahoma, Rachel lives in it. She lives amongst white. She's a half-breed. But she's trying her best to defend indigenous thought and philosophy. So the world is still governed by men. Hard men. Patriarchal fucking men, okay? They want to have the figure of speech. So, my advice to all of you, okay? Please, start the show tomorrow. I'm going to be on it. Maybe I want to listen. Because if it's not going to be aiming at the white race, why we're this way? Here's the problem. This English language is really brutal. No good. It's not honest. It makes you mad. You pout. You do it all. But indigenous language, hey, it's pure and real. It's alive. So there's none of that. That's what we try to say. Why are we having these shows? Is to get our voice out. I'm going to stress this over and over to all of you. I want to be free, left alone. I'm sick and tired of the fucking white man following me, looking at me, pulling me over, saying shit to me, man. Always, man. Hey, we get a pickup like yours, man. Went by. Oh, fuck you. That's the bullshit. That power of authority that they carry is constantly dragging us. So when you shut completely down and you watch those fuckers, then you can see that mortal enemy is still. This is what he loves to do, but you guys don't want to put it that way.
I'm living in it, man. Tired of them looking at me and putting their lights on and pulling me fucking over. I'm tired of that. Fucking tired, man. That's a fucking white man. Because this show is reaching those fuckers, man. Leave me alone. Not just me, all my indigenous. Leave us alone, white man. Fuck, I get tired of this. And we repeat this on the show. If I'm repeating it, then take advantage of it, white man. Leave us alone. If you don't want us to be angry and you don't, leave us alone. Don't listen to the show. Don't listen to it, people, because it's too real. It's aimed at you for what you do. Go discipline your household, your family, your entire, tell them to stop. Tell your people, white man. Tell them. Leave us alone. White man, please, go out there and tell your own people. Stop it now. You people won't engage like that. That's why I step up all the time, because I'm listening to it. I get upset with my own people. I don't want to hear. We have to expose what the white man's doing, because our own people are doing it for him, to us. To us. Our own people are doing it to us for him. That's why I stress it. Those kids that were supposed to come on, you little shits, if you're listening, so be it. Don't text me messages anymore. Don't text me pictures. Don't do it. You couldn't come on the show. Kevin Killer won't come on. This is my point. So we got a few minutes left, man. Somebody close the show, and I'm going to listen, but somebody can finish up wherever they left off. I'm going to give it back to you guys. Somebody close it, too.
Chalupa.
Yeah.
This is Dominga. I've been listening in on the show, okay? And I heard y'all are having, this is Dominga Mallory.
Okay.
I heard that y'all are having some problems with the show and the funding. I have an offer for you as, you know, a relation, indigenous. I am indigenous. I own a server. I will donate however much time you want to have your show. I will teach our Palestinian brother how to broadcast on that. Plus, on top of that, because I do want to help my people too. And I will design a web page for that, so you don't have to use a third-party server like Blog Talk. You'll be on one server. I don't want you to pay me anything for it. Think about it and let me know. And that is my offer, to try to help our people.
You women that were listening, Jenny, you guys agree to that?
This will give you, you know, for as long as, so that way whoever is hosting or whoever is broadcasting does not have a time limit. And people will be able to say what they need to say without being cut off, because he is right. These third party things like Blog Talk and stuff do charge a lot for more time. They give you like maybe 2 hours free, and then they really try to high price you. But I own my own server, so that I don't
okay,
have to.
Let me ask you a question before you keep on rattling on. Why are you talking so nicely now? After all the crap
that you said,
and you're cussing out people like an ignorant, you know, person that you sounded, and now you want to make
was,
it awesome.
I was.
Well, no,
like
you explained to us first why all of a sudden
you
have your hateful heart turned to you know, something about money now. Tell us why.
Why? Because that's
yeah.
The kind
why
of
now?
I am. Why
no,
now?
No, why? No, there's a different reason why. Why? Because the way you talk. Calling me all people bitches and the way you talked about Chanupa.
I was wrong
Come
for
on.
Doing that, yes, but I was upset.
Come on, now tell us
nobody,
the truth.
Nobody
why?
Let her
Did you have to think about
God's
it first?
Stop arguing with her. Let her answer.
No, I'm not arguing. I'm asking her
We're
a question, but she
questions.
Won't stop. Okay, I'm asking you a question. What changed your heart?
I'm an indigenous person.
No. What changed your heart?
You were threatening lawsuits.
and harassment last night. So, yes, I backed Jenny up on this.
Now
why?
You want to come. Well, I'm going to have
to
just watch.
If you don't want it, it's just all it is, and it wasn't directed to you ladies either. It was directed to Chalupa.
You start calling Rachel bitch.
You
start talking
bad
like that.
Well, if you don't want it, then just say yes or no. It's an offer.
I would say no. The heck with you.
Okay. Well, Chalupa can let
I
you know.
I would say yeah, because it's a woman offering money, but I would say no.
I'm not offering money. I'm not offering money at all.
You're offering to pay for something.
No, I'm not offering to pay for anything.
Anybody can ask for,
offering to donate the broadcasting time.
You still won't tell us why
this platform is harassing you. You accused this platform of harassing you last night.
Yes, I did.
You
yes,
came
I
on
did,
the show. We
was,
didn't come
I
to
was.
You.
I'm not going to go through all this again.
That's why nobody
I'm not
can
go
trust
through
you.
All this again.
That's why nobody can trust you because
okay.
of your
I'm going to tell you what. Well, I don't care if you trust me or not. I'm not directing it towards you. What I am saying is that I have been listening. There is an issue. I have the means to help you. And if you want it, take it. If you don't take it. That's all there is to it. If I would want it
to
be in a negative...
I'm going to say no.
If I wanted to be... Okay,
I say no.
I will say this, okay? This is Chinupa.
Thank you.
That's it. Okay. Thank you. No, we're good. We're good. Tyreek, you carry on. We'll raise the money for you. Thank you. No, we're good.
Yeah, she couldn't even explain what changed her heart.
Okay. Good luck.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good riddance.
You guys, this is beautiful. Tyreek, you better learn from this, man. This is beautiful. I love it, man. We need to get our people together to pay for the show for him and help him with it, and let's do it. I'll do my part, like I always do, which I'm working
okay.
on.
Okay, we got seven.
But she's listening, though. You know, she says she's listening. Yeah, keep listening.
Okay, we got 7 minutes left.
One of you can close the show, man. Say something you want to and close it. Thank you all for coming on. It was a brilliant show, no matter how we do it. Bad or good, it's always a good show because my people get a chance to express. That's what I like. Thank you all. Thank you, little brother. I need to always give me a heads up. Jenny.
Thanks.
Rachel. Philip. All you guys that came on, man. All you guys that are still on. Thank you all. So let's do some
I
last
just want to say one thing. We out here, we don't trust because you live out here. I'm 55 years old. I have not seen any behavior change in these white people from 2022 versus 1492. Now, if there's people out here who want to make good and lick the white man's ass, hey, more power to you. But don't come on our show and jump us out and the next day want to be friends and try to, you know, no, I don't trust that shit. I don't trust that one bit. And that's all I got to say for tonight.
Anyone else?
No one else?
Well, I'll close the show with this, man. I thank all of you guys for tuning in on the Indigenous Voices of People. We'll see you back tomorrow, same time, same place, in Tyreek's house. And according to everything that goes on in Indian country, we thank everyone that wanted to participate and do what they needed to help the show. Dr. Edmund, if you're listening, there's a PayPal app for Tyreek. Ask for, I'll send you the information and take it and then start sending, you know, what you can. To his cash app, and let's get it paid for again and keep it moving. Dr. Edmund, I know you're listening because you're the one that made the offer. So he's another one of my good brothers in the struggle with the African people. So, Dr. Edmund, I'm going to close the show. And some of your supporters that want to come in, man, I appreciate that. Thank you. That's a kind offer that you're doing. And thank you for supporting our show. And all you listeners, thank you again. I'm going to close with this song here.
This song is a good one, man, because it reminds me of all of you in our struggle, okay? And Leonard, if you're listening, this is your song, actually, Leonard. And I'm talking about Leonard Peltier. Wait, hey, 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 da, yo, ho, yo, hey, 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 ho. Hey, da, hey, da, hey, da, hey, da, hey, ho, hey, yo, hey, 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 hey. That's going out to our brother Leonard Peltier and all political prisoners and all people that are locked up in the name of crimes against humanity. Thank all of you, from Jenny to Rachel to Philip to Tyreek, even that young lady, for coming out and really listening to the important messages that we indigenous people still carry here on Turtle Island in the year 2022. This is December 3rd. We face a lot of atrocities going on in Indian country, and we're still living it to preserve a future for our generations that are behind us and yet to come. And to all you little Indian kids, come back on tomorrow night's show on the Indigenous Voices of People, because I'm going to be singing your song, children, in honor of everybody. Wopila, ha-ho!
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for come tomorrow.